5, Mishnah 5, Pashat Yadav, he stretches out his hand or Raglo his foot or Kana Labor or a rod into the cistern, Leida Im Yeshbo Mam. All he wants to know is he wants to know if there's water over there. He doesn't want to know how deep the water is, how much water is there. He just wants to know if there's water in the thing. So Einan Bechiyutan, so any water that's on his foot, hand or rod, Kiyutan doesn't apply. It won't make anything else susceptible because he doesn't really need it or want his hand or foot or the rod to get wet. He doesn't need it to get wet. He just needs to know if there's water over there, but he doesn't need like the mark or anything like that in order to tell him how deep or how wide it is. Later, come mayim yeshbo harezi b'chiyutan. It's only if he needs to know how much water is there, as we said in the last Mishnah, only then does he actually need the water mark. He wants the water on the stick, and therefore the water on the stick will make something susceptible to impurity if it touches it. But it's only if he's measuring, not just if he's trying to find out if it's there. Zarak Evan Labor, if he throws a stone into the pit to see if there's water, Ladim Yeshbo Maim, see if there's water in there. Hanitazin, anything that splashes from the stone, Einan Bechiyutan. Kiyutan doesn't apply because he doesn't want the splashes. He just wants to know if there's water in there. The Eshe Bahen, Tahirim, and also any water on the stone also doesn't make it susceptible to impurity, meaning if the stone, let's say, came to rest above the water line, and even if it was wet, so the protruding part, Kiyutan, wouldn't apply to that, what was on the stone either.